In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have the fourth Sunday of the Great Lent, and within the last week we had the church had given us the cross. The venerate was brought out to this, was laying in the middle of the church, and this week the church is celebrating the memory of Saint John, the writer of the letter. The writing that he had made, he had been ordered or begged or asked by an abbot to write this for the monks. But this book is being read, it should be read in every monastery and for every great Lent. And it's incorporated even right in the service. And but of course the church recommends everyone to study that book, and if not every Lent, but at least several times in our lifetime we should study it and be familiar with it, and see what to do and how to go in the direction or to the kingdom of heaven. It's all mapped out there for us. It's not only for the monks and nuns, it is for every Orthodox Christian, and it's very important for us to know that book, to be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And of course one of the things is self-denial that we have to learn. But we look at the life of Saint John, we find out that he took the middle road. He didn't take an extreme position of the great fastings or other feats of 4 weeks that many saints have done. And the reason he didn't do that, he took the middle road, is so that he would not become proud. He knew that the pride is what caused the fall of the highest of the angels, and it became the demon. And the pride is something that keeps away the help from the Lord. The grace of God is not given to us when we have pride, when we are not willing to humble ourselves. For the Lord resists the proud, and he gives his grace to the humble. My beloved, and study this. This writings of Saint John, and of course today's gospel, two gospels. The first gospel was how a father brings a child, a young man actually, to the Lord and begs him to cast out the demons, for the demons are torturing the young man since childhood. He has been thrown into a water, into a fire, and obviously the evil one wanted him to commit suicide, and was being tortured, and foam would come out of his mouth, and he would be thrown on the floor, and all kinds of tortures he went through. And the father asked his disciples to cast out the demons, but they couldn't do it. And of course the Lord had asked the father, "Do you have the faith that I could do it?" He says, "Yes, I believe, but help my unbelief." And the Lord had ordered the evil one to leave the young man, and the young man was thrown on the floor, and people thought that he had died. And of course the Lord took him by the hand, raised him up, and he was absolutely well. The evil one had left the soul, the man. And the disciples later on asked, "Why couldn't we cast out the demons?" Don't forget that the Lord gave him the power to cast out demons. But the Lord said that this type or this kind is only being cast out by prayer and fasting. And the Holy Father says this is the demons of the pride. And of course, we must be in obedience. The first one of the first things that Saint John, of course, is bringing to our attention that we must deny ourselves, or we must learn to obey. And thus we can then curtail, or we could put brakes on our pride if we start to obey. For to obedience is the shortest way to acquire humility. God would not give us the grace if we continue to be proud and look down at other people and do not see our own sinfulness. And but how could we see our own sinfulness if we wallow in the world? We live in this world and we see what's going on around, and we see from the televisions or from the computers all kinds of things. And this is not the way to bring attention and to see whether we have conquered any passions or whether we are on the right track. We to be able to do that, we have to compare ourselves and listen and look at the gospel, read the gospel, read the instructions of the epistles, read the writing of St. John and the writing of St. John of Croce, that my life in Christ. All these things we have to be looking at us through the light, not through the darkness. And the light is going to expose us what we do wrong. And then we can humbly say to God, forgive us, I'm a sinner, and I need to get myself cleared up. I have to accept your Beatitudes. That's the second gospel, what the Lord says about the Beatitudes. And the Beatitudes, of course, he said, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And we all know it. I will just quickly recount them. And blessed are those who weep, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who are meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And if we go through these steps, if we go through these Beatitudes, not just reading about them or listening, but trying to live them, then we will come to the point where our heart is going to be cleansed, and then we shall be able to feel God's presence in our heart. And then the next Beatitudes, we can become blessed are those who are peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And to become a peacemaker, of course, you can only do that when you acquire the peace, when you have cleansed your heart from all the passions, when you have learned to live according to the gospel. And where you have acquired the main trait of God, which is love, that you will be able to then, with the love, you'll be able to help somebody in them and become a peacemaker. But then the last two ones are very tough ones. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And the last one, it's blessed are those who are reviled and all manners of evil are being said falsely against them on my account. For rejoice and great is your reward in heaven. Well, these last two, of course, Beatitudes is pretty tough for those who feel sorry for themselves, those who do not want to humbly accept the crosses that the Lord sends us. And then when that happens, we are not willing to be persecuted, we're not willing to be maligned, and even though it's for the sake of the Lord and for the sake of the truth, and we feel very bad because we still have the concealed pride in us, and we feel that we don't deserve that kind of treatment. And that's a no-no for Orthodox Christians. We have to accept that. Whenever God allows to befall us, it's always there for only one thing is to help us to make it to the kingdom of heaven. The Lord was maligned. The Lord had went through suffering. The Lord has been crucified. He allowed himself to be crucified for us. And all was totally, totally unfair because he had done no sin whatsoever. But you and me, we are sinners. And so we deserve to be chastised. And we deserve to be and persecuted and maligned and all kinds of things like that. And if we have acquired a little bit of humility, then we will accept that without grumbling, without saying, why me, why should I go through this? And then you'll be able to say, glory be to God, thank you, Bojan, that you're allowing me to go through at least a little tiny bit on the road, the narrow, thorny road that you had showed us that we should go to be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, today we also have a saint, and Alexei, the man of God, is called. Saint Alexei comes from a very wealthy family in Rome, and but he had, and from childhood he had started, he studied the things of the world, and then he studied the scriptures, and he started to love God with all his heart and mind. And of course, in the beginning that he was not able, the parents wasn't able to have any children. And they prayed, and the Lord sent them this child, and he was born. And then when he became of age, the parents, the father decided to marry him to some the girl that is part of the emperor's family. And he was married. He was married. There was a great celebration done for a whole day affair. And then in the evening, when the father blessed him to go into her room, and he went there and he took off his ring and his fancy belt, and he gave it to her and told her that we're going to live in a real way as a Christians. And he left the room. And then he went into his room, he changed his clothes and put a poor man's clothes and left the place and went to another country and stayed there for 17 years on the entrance to a church of Mother of God. And after 17 years, then he was, Mother of God revealed that he was a saint. And he was brought into the church, and people started to give him honor, and he didn't want that, and so he left. He left and wanted to go to another country, but there was a big storm, and then brought him back right to Rome, where he comes from. And as he walks the street of Rome, he sees his father going with many of his sermons. And he bows down to him and asks if he would allow him to have a little, make a little shack for him at the by his gate, and let him live there. And then he said to him, and God will give him a chance to find the lost son that he was looking for. Father never recognized him. No one did, because he changed so much, because he was eating only bread and water, and that's how he lived. And my beloved, he spent another 17 years there, and he was ridiculed, and he was beaten, and all kinds of things were done to him by his own servants, because nobody recognized him. And then finally, when the Lord decided to take him after 17 more years, then he has been asked for a pen and things ceased to write upon any written, exposed and told the parents of who he was, that he was actually their son. And there was a wonderful reunion. Of course, he was already departed this life. And he suffered so much seeing the mother crying and then her and his wife crying many times, because his shack was made in such a way that he saw the windows where the mother and the and his wife were staying. And but the love for God took much more in his heart, and he prayed and prayed that the Lord will bring them into the kingdom of heaven, knowing that they're suffering so much because he had abandoned them and left them, and that the Lord will give them a great reward. And of course he did. The Lord had brought them into the kingdom of heaven also, my beloved. But this, what are we doing? What are we doing as Orthodox Christians? Are we looking for the kingdom of heaven first? Are we doing what the Lord says, look for the kingdom of heaven first and everything will be given to you? Or are we just keep on looking and doing things in this world and occupying everything with only how to make ourselves as much comfortable and live as easy as possible? Well, if we are doing that, maybe now we have to start to recognize that we have to take seriously the gospel, and we have to live according to the gospel, and we have to learn to love God with all our mind and heart and soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. But we have to learn to love ourselves properly first. The problem is, too many times, we just love our body, and we pamper it, we take care of it, but we don't take care of our soul. The soul needs to be taken care of. The human body needs food and drink and so on, but the soul needs the grace of God. The soul needs the prayer. The soul needs the merciful heart that needs to do good for the person. Now, if we learn to love our soul, then we will worry about its condition and to try to do everything possible so that we'll be able to receive plenty of the grace of God, supernatural help from the Lord, so that we can make it to heaven. And then that will be our biggest thing that we want to strive for, is to make sure that we bring also all our loved ones into the kingdom of heaven. And we would not be able to shun ourselves and then start hating anybody. But even those who would hate us, we would still love them and beg the Lord to forgive them and to bring them about so that they will make it to the kingdom of heaven. This is what love is. Love doesn't want anybody to be going to hell. As you know, the Lord said that he doesn't want anybody to be lost, and then he wants everybody to make it to the kingdom of heaven. But he's not going to force us. And we have to want that ourselves. And so you and me have to study the gospel more, study my life in Christ, St. John of the Cross, study the latter, and then the lives of saints and so on, and look at ourselves through the eyes of the gospel and through the eyes of the saints and through the scriptures and not through the televisions and the internets and so on, because that is not what's going to bring us a kingdom of heaven and open up our eyes to see ourselves. If we continue to be proud, we will not get the supernatural help from the Lord, his grace. For again, God resists the proud. So let's humble ourselves and let's accept whatever cross the Lord sends us. And if it is malignment, if it is sicknesses, no matter what it is, we take it all in stride and be in gratitude to the Lord. For the Lord can send us or allow only things to happen to us which will help us to make it to the kingdom of heaven. He went through the suffering, and if he allows us to go through little tiny bit of suffering, then we can truly appreciate more of what he did for us, and we'll be able to have developed more and more love for him. And without love, we're not going to be able to make it. For our God is God of love, and may he bring us about so that we'll be able to see him face to face in the kingdom of heaven and rejoice forever. Amen.